January the 19th, and this is the Cook Report. The big umbrella today is search engine optimization, tactical tips for SEO and all those things underneath it. And at the urging of my good friend in New York, I have an outline now. See, I'm holding it in my hand. The Moz blog is going to be one of the topics we talk about briefly. The search engine optimization and social advertising on a budget is another one. Ryan Crockett wrote a good article about that. 7 tips for landing an SEO job in 2016. So if you're looking at a career change, maybe that's the one. And link building, how important that is in 2016, not unlike any other year. That's an article put together by Sean Anderson. And these links are all going to be in the show notes. This morning in the blab, we were talking about Manycam. And so by virtue of being there, I got the download link for Manycam. And that'll be how to turn your computer into a professional quality live video production studio, is their claim. So with this, I think it was, what was it, Kelvin, was it $25, I think?
It's about $25.
Yeah. Yeah, not bad at all. So then you can have the professional quality live video instead of just live video like this. Last but not least, a shout out for Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. What more can you say? If you're in Edinburgh and you're not contacting Edinburgh Dusters, I would wonder how good can that other company be? They've got to be the other choice, right? Because Fraser's company is spot on terrific at cleaning, and the other ones might just be wannabes, you know, maybe trying to get it done. So the Moz blog, and that site is moz.com, and their blog is /blog. Simply put, the industry's top wizards, doctors, and other experts offer their best advice, research, how-tos, and insights, all in the name of helping you level up your SEO and online marketing skills. There is a lot of information there. I'm not going to go through every bit of it other than just say, check out moz.com /blog if you're mission is to present information about the goods and services that your company provides. That would be a good wrench to have in the toolbox, I think. I've used them for years. I know that they're very good to have handy. So the next article, Ryan Crockett's article about search engine optimization and social advertising on a budget. And who doesn't have a budget these days? So if you're a nonprofit organization or a young startup on a shoestring budget, mom's only giving you a certain amount of money, SEO and social media marketing are necessities for broadcasting, and your message or value proposition to the digital community has to happen that way, because there are few other advertising channels that offer as much bang for your buck. The cost of having a mailing list and putting it out to several thousand users is much, much less than sending out postcards at 35 cents a pop or mailing a letter at 50 cents a pop would ever be. So that link will be into the show notes about search engine optimization and social advertising on a budget. It's a big, long article. I'm not going to read it all. I'm going to move on to the 7 tips for landing an SEO job in 2016. Now, when you think about job hunting, you want to go to the guy and say, well, I've been doing this job for 15 years. He doesn't want to hear that. He wants to know if you're up to date on the latest technologies in SEO, because it evolves. What you did 15 years ago is probably not even around anymore. Like, I think back 20 years ago when Alta Vista was the big search engine, they're not even consideration now. Now it's either Google or not Google. And then if you add Google and add Bing to the recipe, you've pretty much got it covered, because then you're going to have Bing, Yahoo, and Google touting your wares and services, and that's important. Sean Anderson wrote about link building and how to build links to your website in 2016, and he says, is your website ready to build links to? So it's not the link building. It's if your site isn't ready, link building will not have the same effect that it did a few years ago. So a few years ago, you could put in a link, say, oh, well, so-and-so likes me. Well, that's great because their page rank is up there 8, 9, something like that. And that's going to make you be great and famous. If you're not ready, not so much. So look at the show notes, get those links and explore that. Make sure your site's ready. Make sure it's, I call it ready for prime time. You've dotted the I's, crossed the T's. You've got everything as it should be. Now, Manycam, which I don't have, but Kelvin does. Thank God for co-host, right? Their claim is you turn your computer into a professional quality live video production studio. And with a click of his mouse, you see how Kelvin can change his picture from his picture to a landscape. And so do take a look at all the things that Manycam has to offer. This is just one of the facets on that gem. And for the price of, I think it was $25 for the entry level price. They even have a free version. If you don't want to pay to play, you can get the free one. And last but not least, before we end the session, another shout out for Edinburgh Dusters, the company that likes to clean. Thank you so much for the graphics you created. And when I get Manycam someday, I'll be able to put up the graphics like Kelvin does. And do you have anything for the good of the order you'd like to share, Kelvin?
Only that the Manycam, you can paste in YouTube links as well. So if you've pre-recorded some shows or some sequences, you can drop in the URL of your YouTube video and you can fade that in just like the way I've done a still picture.
Ah, okay. Very good. Very good. Like I say, at the end of every show, I want you to have a good, good Tuesday and a better week. Happy Tuesday to you. We'll have an after show called Happy Tuesday. It'll be in Blab. This show is recorded by Blab. Thank goodness for them. It's blab.im. And you can see it on YouTube. You'll see it on iTunes, the audio I have on iTunes, by virtue of Podbean. Podbean, another link that I'll have in the show notes that was shared with me from Fraser at Edinburgh Dusters. I mean, who else? If he's going to do your graphics, he's going to give you some great links too. So at the end of the show, we always say the same thing every week. It's a wrap.